In solidarity with climate actions around the country and globe today, as world leaders meet in Madrid, a group of young people held a rally and march in San Francisco. KCBS's Scott Letiri has their story.
Stop denying our planet is dying. That's the message here at Howard and Second in front of the investment giant BlackRock, which continues to invest in fossil fuels. This march and rally, one of several across the country and the world for this global day of climate action, with climate meetings with world leaders being held in Madrid. This rally organized by youth groups, the majority out here teenagers, like 14-year-old Sarah with the group Youth or Apocalypse.
The climate crisis is real and happening now. BlackRock knows this. They also know that if they, along with other institutions, companies, and leaders do not switch their motives immediately, then our civilization is doomed.
I'm passionate about this because the climate crisis threatens to end humanity. Things that our generation right now takes for granted, things like going to a beach, going on hikes, breathing clean, fresh air, these are all things that my children, the next generation, is not going to be able to experience.
After the rally in front of BlackRock headquarters, these young people marched to Senator Dianne Feinstein's Post Street office to demand that lawmakers do more to avert catastrophe. In San Francisco, Scott Letiri, KCBS.